I was at Van Buren Hill. A nice place. My first choice among all the places I'd been looking at. Not disgusting or depressing, but not full of Republicans either. I was doing quick calculations in my head. Multiply dollars per month by 12 to get dollars per year, then add years. How many? To 89, when the caseworker asked for proof of residency. "What do you mean?" I said. "Usually a utility bill," he said. "Is it required?" "Well, there's a different fee structure for out-of-state residents." He looked at me and smiled. "We do get some funding from the state." I smiled back. "Really? What's the difference?" "Oh, at the level of care we're setting up for Arthur." He used Dad's name as if he were talking about a kindergarten student. "The difference would be about $500 a month. At the assisted living level, that would be about $1,250, $2,000 for in-state, $3,250 for out-of-state." I thought for a moment. "All the utility bills are in my name," I said, "except for his cell phone." "Cell phone," he said. "Do the bills have the street address?" "I think so," I said. But, in fact, I knew so. I had bought Dad a cell phone and a national plan 5 years ago. The bills had his name on them, but they came to my house, and I paid them. "That'll do," said the caseworker. And so I needed Dad to be discreet for a month or so till he settled in. "Try not to talk about Terry Haute," I said, "or the house." "What else will I talk about?" he said. "You don't have to lie," I said. "Just push that stuff back into the past. Act as if you've been living here for a few years." After all, he has spent at least 5 or 6 weeks a year visiting me for a good decade or so. It's not as if he's unfamiliar with my house, my neighborhood, and therefore, ipso facto, his new official state of residency. And people know him around here, in a way. The clerk at the bakery would see him every day for a week. She even got to know his breakfast order, coffee and a scone, no butter, and she would recognize him when he returned 2 months, 3 months, 4 months later, and joke with him about having his breakfast somewhere else. He enjoyed that. Of course, there's a lot of turnover at that bakery. She was the only clerk who remembered him, and she's gone now. 10 years he's been coming. Or actually, 10 years I've been going to get him. Every school vacation and twice each summer. He moved into Van Buren Hill today. "One day before the end of the month, no extra charge," said the caseworker. They call them caseworkers, but they're really sales agents. This guy was okay, though. The movers were carrying the flattened cardboard boxes out of the new apartment, and I was taking care of the last few bits of paperwork when I noticed that Dad wasn't around. "Don't worry," said the caseworker. "He's probably meeting his neighbors. Everyone's very friendly around here." We found him in a little alcove near the elevator, sitting on a bench talking with two women about 10 years younger than himself. "That's wonderful," he was saying as the caseworker and I approached. "We don't have anything like that in Terre Haute." "There you are," I said, maybe too loudly. "You must be his daughter," said one of the women. She stood and shook my hand. "My name's Dorothy," she said, "and this is my friend Louise. We've just invited Arthur to join us on an expedition."